It's an epic three-part performance event, which I describe as an interrogation of what it means to be a woman living in modern society. And to do that, I use a number of devices or ways of understanding. In part one of Trilogy, this sees the creation of a women's community, a local women's community, who dance a naked ensemble choreography together, which aims to celebrate the difference and diversity between all of those women.
These are local women that you've recruited before the performance?
That's correct, yeah. They're local women from Edinburgh, and there'll be four different groups of women participating in the performance throughout the run. Part two is a performance response to the 1971 feminist panel discussion, Town Bloody Hall, which was a kind of monumental moment in women's liberation.
Why was that particular panel discussion so important to you?
It feels like a long time ago, but most of the things that are being talked about seem to resonate so strongly with how myself and, you know, other women, it just seemed very rich for us as a company, as young people of our time who are kind of engaging in the process of changing ourselves and in the hope that things outside ourselves will change, in the hope that things in the world might begin to change ever so slightly. So,
and then the third part of Trilogy, there's more nudity, this time featuring female members of the audience singing Jerusalem.
Yes, well, if they feel so inclined, yeah, there is the invitation to do that. The third part starts with a lecture on the significance of Jerusalem with relevance to the women's rights movement. Of course, it's very popularly known as the Women's Institute anthem, and was also really widely used by the suffragettes in times of protest. So yes, there's a lot of significance on that song, and yeah, that's right, at the end of the performance, women in the audience are invited to come and sing that with myself and my co-performer without any clothes on, and we stand shoulder to shoulder and give it all with gusto. And everyone else who doesn't want to do that is invited to sing it with us in solidarity.
Unfortunately, it's quite unusual in 2009 to see such an overt celebration of feminism, which, you know, for many people is a sort of old-fashioned and, you know, rather sort of derogatory term for some people.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. I feel like feminism is such a dirty word amongst young women. And I spend quite a lot of time with young people working in different ways, community work and such like, and feminism is certainly not a part of any of their vocabulary, and they would shudder to say the word. For me, I feel like this process of making this performance has in fact been a journey of me understanding what that word in fact means to me as an individual woman. So what is my feminism, and how do I find that, and why is it different from 1971, and what's similar about it, and how is it different from my mother or my best friend or my grandmother? And I think it's really, for me, about an individual politic, and that's what feels missing to me in the way that people interpret the word feminism. I think people think it's very specific, and actually I think it's a great platform of creative and radical thought.